Jefferson Russell, Scott McCormick, Eva Wilhelm, Ken Jackson, Richard Rowan, Kimberly Gilbert, Steve Wanal, Gregory Gordon, Yasmin Twazan, Nora Ashrod, James Lewis, Alyssa Wilman, Nathaniel Perry, and Nett Savard. It was the opinion of Dr. John Henry Holliday that Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor transformed a stinking shadowed saloon at the ragged edge of nowhere into a place of beauty. He sat back in his rickety chair, pulled the whiskey bottle closer, and eyes closed, listened. The saloon gal at the piano had a depth of spirit that pleasantly surprised him in the wistful, impossible hope of better days to come. Blousy, too blonde, too wrinkled, too used up as she was, the woman's playing nonetheless touched Doc's soul and penetrated the carapace of distrust that surrounded him and the disease that had reduced him to a dangerous and terrible corpse. Doc opened his pale eyes. A big man, dressed like a puncher, a breed Doc detested, had grabbed the woman by the arm and hauled her to her feet.
Enough of that crap.
The man was bearded, big in the shoulders, and at least twice Doc's weight.
I want a knee trembler.
You're hurting me, Kyle. Let go of my arm.
Get over there into the corner and stand against the wall, Rosie, and I'll come over for a little fun. Now, or I'll give you the back of my hand.
Excuse me, sir, but I was enjoying the ladies playing.
You stay the hell out of this, Pops.
Doc was 36 years old that fall, but gray and skeletal, he could have been 80 or 90.
You may indulge your baser instincts after the lady completes the sonata. Not a moment before. You understand?
Kyle pushed the blonde woman away from him with such force that she fell to the floor.
On your feet, Pops, and do it now.
Why?
There ain't no why. I'm just gonna slap you around a bit and teach you some manners.
I'm a southern gentleman, born and bred. I need no instructions on manners from the likes of you. And besides, I've imbibed too much whiskey tonight. I doubt very much that I can even stand.
Leave the old man alone, Kyle. He didn't mean nothing.
You shut your trap, Rosie, and get against the wall like I told you.
Rosie did so.
Kyle, is that your name, son?
What's it to you?
A man at the end of the bar had shed his fur coat and revealed the threadbare former finery of a frontier gambler who looked as though he was trying to outrun a losing streak and fading fast.
Truth be told, your name means nothing to me, boy.
The gambler was a tall, thin man with calculating green eyes.
But if you'll take my advice, you'll step away from this. I mean, you'll step real fast and not look back.
When I need advice from you, I'll ask for it. This old man doesn't have the manners to carry guts to a bear, and it's high time I taught him some.
Your funeral.
The gambler's name was Dave Cheney. Aware of the ways of gunfighting men, he'd noticed the carpetbag at Doc's feet was open, and he had drawn his conclusions. Kyle, a knuckling skull fighter who'd beaten one man to death and crippled a few others, was not gunfighter savvy. The ways of men who lived by the Colt were foreign to him. That night, in a dismal saloon in a dismal settlement 10 miles north of Santa Fe, he should have known better.
On your feet and take your medicine for manners. We'll call my fist your manners medicine.
Let him alone, Kyle. Come on, lover. We'll go into a corner and have us some fun.
After I finish with Methuselah.